People Station, B103, it's time for another edition of Curb Service. And I want to thank you guys for stopping in. And tonight is a very special show, as always, because we're doing an interview with Tupac Shakur. Hey, I don't know about you, but I miss the brother, you know what I'm saying? On the day you got out of jail, what was your philosophy on the rap game and the acting game, dog?
Upon my release, I felt like I wanted to be a complete human being. I'm through, like, mimicking characters for people so that they can get a better understanding on what young black males are about. I want to mimic a whole character so that I can get a better understanding on what men and human beings are about. So now, it's like I don't care about making people understand how we are. That's what I used to do. Every part was just about digging deeper into who young black males are, and I felt like I was an actor that could do that. I'm interested in that, and Spoon is my first venture into breaking off into that new philosophy.
No doubt. Check this out. Did you ever study acting professionally? And how does the rap game affect your acting game? You know, is it all the same?
The reason I've been successful in the rap is that I treat my albums like movies, and I treat writing it like I'm a character writing a story, you know, for each album, whatever I'm going through, whatever stages I'm going through. And I do it vividly with vivid pictures, with action and description and a beginning, middle, and an end, and conflict and, you know, redemption and things like that. So I feel like I've always been an actor, and acting is my first love. I went to school of performing arts. I studied. I wanted to be an actor.
Right.
But due to the poverty and the natural circumstances, that stopped me.
And I got one more question for you, Pac. If you could describe your life, your music, and your work and how it goes hand in hand, you know, what would you really say about that?
With my music, it's like watching somebody go through things my whole career. And I feel like it's like if James Dean was a rapper, it'd be me. You know what I mean? Or if Marilyn Monroe was a rapper, it'd be me. The person who you can just watch go through crazy drama and just, you know, you could either cry, laugh, cheer, or whatever, but it's not happening to you, it's happening to them. And I'll tell you vividly, because I don't know that you're not supposed to tell people everything that happens in your life, so I just tell them.